Hello, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I am your host, Pete Castanis, and this is episode 29, season 2. And today we have a special episode. I will be talking about the TV program Family Classics that was hosted by Frazier Thomas and Roy Leonard. And I hope this will be a lot of fun to talk about this because it was one of my favorite programs growing up in Chicago. And the program aired on WGN TV Channel 9 on Friday nights and Sunday afternoons. So here is the opening of an episode that was hosted by Frazier Thomas. It aired on November 4th, 1979. And the movie was Mysterious Island. So here we go.
Good afternoon. I'm Frazier Thomas, here again to welcome you and act as your host for another Sunday presentation of Family Classics. The year is 1865, the last bitter days of the Great Civil War. In a huge observation balloon, some soldiers and a war correspondent are about to make a daring escape from a Confederate prison. But the weird adventures which await them at the end of their stormy flight are straight from the pages of science fiction and Jules Verne's absorbing tale of a mysterious island. So now, if you're quite ready, let us begin.
Okay, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed the opening of the show from Family Classics. Mysterious Island, I never seen the movie. I think I have seen the movie now that I remember, but not the whole thing. So that movie, I'm trying to find out. It aired on November 4th, 1979 on Family Classics. I'm trying to find the year when it debuted in the theaters. And let's see. Oh, here we go. 1961. Okay. So that's good. I will talk about Family Classics and I will talk about the host, Frazier Thomas. So first, I will talk about the show. The show started in 1962, September 14th. And the first movie that aired and was The Adventures of Tom Sawyer. And that aired on September 14th, 1962, Friday night. Not on Sunday. I will talk a little bit about that later. And I don't believe there was much fanfare when it debuted. It was just like another movie night. Channel 9 had wonderful movies that aired when I was growing up, mostly from the 70s and 80s. And so that was I would call it inauspicious debut, but and Frazier Thomas was the host. And I don't know how he got selected. I guess probably at WGN they asked him, and he said yes. And so he was responsible for a lot of things that were going on during production and selecting the movies, and a lot of interesting things about the movies that he chose when he hosted. He selected the titles, and then he personally edited them himself to remove scenes that which he thought was not fit for family viewing. And I think a lot of people would, some people would disagree, some people would. I can understand that. And, you know, back then in the 60s, there wasn't much violence in the movies, not really. No sex, hardly, you know, titillating stuff, you know, but I'm sure he didn't. He wanted to choose family movies. And when I was growing up, I had no idea. I thought they were unedited, uncut, and presented the way they were in the theaters. And later on, I found out I was wrong. So which was fine because I don't think he did. I don't think he edited them that much. Maybe a couple scenes. And probably maybe a few scenes in movies that were violent or there was swearing. Thank goodness for that. And he did that until he died, you know, selecting that. And so I will talk about the set of the movie. I'm sorry, the set on the TV show, excuse me. Let's see. I will tell you in a second. And when you started watching the show, that theme song came on. And a lot of people remember it almost immediately. And I found some information about the theme song that, that was playing during the show. And it was a piece of library music recorded on the Barry Conroy label entitled Movie Scope. And the composer, his name was Dennis Barry. He was an English musician, composer, arranger. He did all. And I think he composed a lot of recordings for probably not movies, but mostly TV shows and, you know, I think most from England he played that. And he was born in August 21st, 1921, and he died June 21st, 1994. And he was very active in, all through his life. What a great man. Anyway, the theme song, like I said before, was entitled Movie Scope. And when you start watching at the beginning of the show, the camera would slowly zoom in and to a room that looked like a study. And there would be a painting on the wall of Garfield Goose. And he looked like Napoleon, you know, he wore a hat. And that was painted by Roy Brown, who played Cookie the Clown on Buzzo Circus. Excuse me. He was also responsible for the puppets on Garfield Goose and Friends. I will talk about Garfield Goose in a later episode. I'll go in more detail and also with Fraser Thomas. And there was also a model sailing ship sitting on top of the shelf of books. And the books of the title, there were some books with titles, and they were repainted. And you would see the logo in the beginning, and said Family Classics with Fraser Thomas, or hosted by Fraser Thomas. And when Fraser appeared, he would, you know, greet everybody, and he would tell, and then he would say, what is, he would introduce what's the film going to be run today. He would give a little brief synopsis of the movie. And that would last about a minute. And then, so when he was through, the movie commenced. Of course, there were commercial breaks. And one of the most fondly remembered things about the show was during the commercial breaks, you showed the bumpers and they showed a book with the title of the movie, like, for example, The Adventures of Robin Hood or Mysterious Island or Boys Town. And they would show that every commercial break. And sometimes on the commercial break, they would show the books that are displayed on the shelf. And it would say Family Classics host with Fraser Thomas, which I love that. I love seeing that. And at the end of the movie, during one commercial break, he would describe the plot more. Fraser, that is, he would do that, and then he would describe the plot, and then he said, "We'll be right back," which I look forward to that every time I watched it, and. Then at the end of the program, he would hold the book with the title that the movie played, and then he would announce what was coming up next week. what movie, which I look forward to that. And then he would take the book and place it back in the shelf. And then he would say good night to everyone. And then they would play the theme song. At the end, the movie scope, I think that's called. I keep forgetting about that. Yeah, movie scope. And that was that. So it was a wonderful program. People who grew up in the 60s, 70s, 80s. Oh, that was treasured. That was wonderful. I will read off a few movies that they did play during that time. The show aired from September 14, 1962, all the way to, get right here. Be right with you. Okay. It all the way up to April 26, 1968. And that was the last movie that aired. Oh, yeah, that was the last movie they aired on Friday nights, and that was The Raiders of the Spanish Main. And then the following September, the following fall in 1968, excuse me, the first movie that aired on Sunday afternoons, I believe it was 3:30. Sometimes they aired at 4, depending on they had the Cubs baseball, Chicago Cubs, that played on Channel 9, that played for years. And the first movie they aired on Sunday afternoon was The Adventures of Robin Hood, which I love, with Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. That's a great movie. I still watch it on TCM. And so the movies that did play on Friday nights, I'll read off a few. You know, some were repeated. So they were repeated. So I'll read a few that a lot of people remembered. There was The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe, My Friend Flicka, Destination Moon, of course, Adventures of Robin Hood, they did do that, and a lot of pirate movies, and there was also The Thief of Baghdad, The Prince and Pauper, Young Mr. Lincoln, The Seahawk, Forbidden Planet, that's one of my favorites, and another one that a lot of people remember was Tobar the Great, that was first released in 1954. And that wasn't scary, but I guess Frasier liked that movie, it was okay with him. And then you have Captain Blood, Little Women, Friendly Persuasion, The Jungle Book, not the animated movie, the live action that from 1942. He played a few war movies. They Died with Their Boots On. And another one a lot of people love is Newt Rockne with Pat O'Brien and Ronald Reagan. Newt Rockne, All-American, that came out in 1940. Oh, that was a great movie. And let's see, pretty much they keep repeating it. Here's something interesting. When President Kennedy got assassinated on November 22nd, 1963, they were going to air The Adventures of Robinson Crusoe, but that was rescheduled. And because there was a lot of television coverage of this horrible event that happened, I was an infant. I was about only a month old when it happened. That was rescheduled, and it aired on February 21st, 1964. Okay. So, let's see what else we got. Cheaper by the Dozen. Oh, that was a good one. Like I said before, they repeat Moby Dick, the day the Earth Stood Still. A lot of Lassie movies, you know, they did that. Prince Valiant. Let's see. Yeah, they keep repeating it. They keep repeating it on the movies. But it didn't matter because if you missed it, you know, we didn't have DVRs or VCRs back then. You can wait and then it'll re-air the movie and you can watch it. Okay, so like I said before, the first movie that aired on Sunday afternoons was The Adventures of Robin Hood, and I think most people remembered when it aired on Sunday afternoons. It was great because on Sundays you go to church, you come home, have lunch, or you watch the ball game if the Cubs or Sox aired, and then you can wait and watch the movie. And you have something to do on a Sunday afternoon. if you had nowhere to go. And then so that lasted pretty much until Fraser Thomas passed away. And he passed away on April 3rd, 1985. Now, I will talk about a little bit about him. So in he was born in Rushville, Indiana on June 13th, 1918. So he had a birthday about a couple days ago. And he started out as a magician, and he wrote about a book about magic, which I never knew. I posted a photo of him about last year, which I found on eBay, and it was him. He was very young, and he performed magic, and he toured the United States. So, well, probably part of the United States, and then he wrote a syndicated newspaper column for kids about magic. So he was a jack of all trades. He did everything. He did everything, and then he became on the radio, and then he performed on the radio, for many years. And he met his wife on the radio. She was a commercial artist, and then their first television pro appearance was not Chicago. It was in Cincinnati. That's where they lived at the time. And the interesting thing I wrote about the idea he got for Garfield Goose, and he said from attending bazaars as a boy, he saw some local Catholic nuns that used a sock puppet and they made a form of a goose, and he got that idea. And so the name Garfield was from a telephone exchange for a television for the television station. I don't know which one, probably the one in Cincinnati, I guess. And then he moved to Chicago, and he got hired at WBKB TV, which is Channel 4, not Channel 2. Channel 2 changed later to WBBM, and WBKB moved over to Channel 7, and that was WENR. It's kind of confusing. Someday I'll talk about some about that. And sometimes he ho and he hosted a his first show was called The Fraser Thomas Show, and that was in 1951. Then he ho and then the afternoon show was renamed Petticoat Party. I think I saw a ticket of that show on eBay not too long ago, and I haven't posted it on my Facebook page on Vanish Chicago, and I would love to do that. And Garfield Goose made his debut on that. Okay. So let's see what else. And then he hosted that, and then he was on Channel 4 or Channel 2, then he move over to WGN. And I'm not sure when he moved. Oh, I found it. He moved to WGN Channel 9 on 1955, and he would bring Garfield Goose and friends over. So I'll talk about a little more of Garfield Goose in a later episode, and then well, make it brief. So, and then he hosted the show for very many years, and then when Ned Locke, Ringmaster Ned, retired on Bozo Circus in 1976, Fraser Thomas moved over there, and he stayed there until he passed away. He brought the puppets with him, but they were only there for a while. So, and then the puppets are in the Museum of Broadcast Communications in Chicago. So if you're in Chicago or you are in Chicago, you can go visit downtown and you can see them on display. I haven't seen it yet. I would love to go one day and see what happens. All right. And then family cla when the last show that Frasier hosted, let's see, I have the information here. Let's see. He hosted about over 700 programs. That's a lot over the years. And the last one he hosted was Stowaway to the Moon. That aired on February 24th, 1985. And like I said, he died in April. So there was no host for about there were five episodes that there wasn't any host until Roy Leonard got selected, or they asked him to do that. And when I watched, when Roy Leonard took over the show, you know, it wasn't the same. He was a wonderful man, wonderful television personality. I listened to him on the radio, on television. I think he reviewed movies, which he did, and he hosted the show until the year 2000, and that's when the show ended. I don't know how it got decided, how it ended and all that. So I guess it was canceled, but it didn't air every Sunday. So Family Classics sometimes aired on Friday nights, like it did originally, sometimes Mondays, you know, or Tuesdays. And so that's a shame. And one other thing I like Family Classics is they hosted a Christmas movies. There was Miracle on 34th Street. Also, there was A Christmas Carol. They did that, which I loved. The Christmas Carol, there were two versions. There was, I think, the one in 1938 and the one in 1951. And I like both, but I like the original. That one is good. And that was my favorite time to watch that, you know, in December. They also had White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye and Rosemary Clooney. And I like that. So, and then Roy Leonard passed away in 2014, which was a shame. And then all of a sudden, about in 2017, about 4 years ago, Family Classics returned. And the host is Dean Richards, who is on WGN Morning News. And he hosted the show. And I did watch for the first time, and it was wonderful. It was nice. He did it perfectly. He wasn't Frasier, but it was fine. And the first movie that aired was Scrooge from 1951, which is great. And he did that for a couple years. And then, let's see, I don't remember what was 2018. I don't know what the movie was. And then I'm trying to remember. Oh, on 2019, he aired, I remember what it was. 2018, I think it was It's a Mad, Mad, Mad World. That movie was very long, but I enjoyed it. I have it on DVD, and it had a cast of thousands, so it's a fun movie to watch. It's pretty long, like I said. And the last movie that Dean Richards hosted was on New Year's Eve, which was the Marx Brothers movies, which everyone remembers. And the movies were Monkey Business and Animal Crackers. And that was fun because I love when WGN aired the Marx Brothers on New Year's Eve. That is a classic. I love it. I wish they do that every year. But if you want to watch the Marx Brothers movies, you can watch them on DVD or on TCM. But they don't show on TCM. They don't show them on New Year's Eve. They air them whenever they like. And so hopefully it'll be back. We'll see about 2021. We'll see what we look forward to it. And it should be a lot of fun. So sometimes I wish Family Classics was back every Sunday, but, you know, there's cable and we have streaming. So you can watch a family movie anytime, any day, whenever you want. Not like in the old days when you had only a few channels. And you had no choice, and there was no choice to record them and all that. You had to be there. If you miss it, you can wait till the following episode to watch. Okay, so that'll be all for today. I'm glad you enjoyed of this program of me describing Family Classics with Frasier Thomas. This is P. Castanas, and this is episode 29, season 2. And I will say bye-bye for now, and I will leave the closing of the episode of Family Classics with Frasier Thomas with Mysterious Island. And this is the ending. So I hope you enjoy and have a wonderful day, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye for now.
Next Sunday afternoon at 3:30, Sink the Bismarck. The outstanding screen adaptation of C.S. Forrester's great human drama and true adventure. I hope you can be here to see it. Until then, I'm your host, Fraser Thomas, wishing you all a very pleasant evening and good night.